listening to CFAC 960 AM, Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Live from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Owned and operated by Rogers Media. Also streaming at sportsnet.ca/960. We do the research, filter out the crap, add some opinion, and fire it up for you on the drive home. Headlines start now. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 Headlines brought to you by Glenmore Audi. The Spring Into Audi sales event is on now, with lease and finance rates from 1.9%, plus up to $9,500 cash back on select new in-stock inventory. Visit glenmoreaudi.com.
Later on in the hour, Eric Tkachuk from the Globe and Mail, globesports.com. In just a second, Will Melt. Do want to make a correction. We were talking about the draft in which the Flames took Johnny Gaudreau, and I said Boomer and I. It was actually Boomer, Pat, and I. In fairness to Pat, I kind of leave him out of a lot of draft conversations, and I shouldn't because he was there. So I just want to apologize to Pat because I made it sound like it was just Boomer and I. Because I don't know if you know this, Will, but it takes more than just one guy to do things around here. It actually takes a team effort, and dude's a huge part of the team, so I didn't want to leave him out of the conversation. Anyway, you're part of the team too, so bring me your headlines, pal.
Well, the Flames back on the ice today preparing for game number six tomorrow night.
Or preparing.
Preparing for game six tomorrow night against the Vancouver Canucks at the Dome. They may have lost game four, but they still do lead the series 3-2, and because of that, head coach Bob Hartley believes they're in a very good spot.
Some players mentioned this, that any time that the league wants to call us and say you're going to start a game like leading a series like leading 3-2 and you have game six in your building, it's a pretty good situation. So that's where we're at, and the boys will enjoy a good day today, and we'll go back to work tomorrow.
Bob also later on in his press conference today, Rob, compared to the situation now to kind of the end of the season with the games against the Kings and the Jets. Two games left, just got to win one.
You do. I mean, you had three strikes and you you struck out last night. As I said to Pat, did Vancouver deserve to win that game? Absolutely, they did. They outshot Calgary 2-1. They outchanced them. They held control. But my measuring stick for the Flames all year is the three games they played against St. Louis. There was never a hint that they were going to win against St. Louis. Those three games, the Blues were the dominant team. They just were. Calgary, was outclassed in those three games. And that happens. That's not what happened last night. Say what you will. Did they win the game? No. Vancouver deserved to win the game. I think everybody agrees with that. Could Calgary have won that game? Yeah, they could have. Mm-hmm. They really could have. If it was 1-0, all of a sudden it becomes 2-0, maybe it changes, they tie the game, it goes overtime, all those things. They weren't dominated. There's a lot that I like from Vancouver, clearly, and I don't anticipate you're going to get much different from them tomorrow. Why would they change anything?
Right.
But I really didn't like Calgary's, ability to put pucks on the net. I thought the Canucks did a nice job of keeping them to the outside, and I thought the Canucks did a nice job of taking a page out of the Flames playbook, which was blocking shots and getting in lanes. The top line for me, and it's micromanaging, but I think at times they're guilty of overhandling the puck. I would like to see Johnny Gaudreau, Sean Monahan just put pucks on net. Yuri Hudler just put pucks on net, look for rebounds, that sort of thing. I thought the point men had a tough time getting the pucks through. You have to do a better job than that tomorrow. If you do that, you'll be okay. And the mental makeup of this team, I like what Michael Backlund had to say after the game. We're not losing at home. That's not going to happen. It's this is what the playoffs are all about. When we talked about this veteran versus young team breakdown right at the beginning of the postseason, the Flames really didn't seem to be affected by the lack of experience. Well, if you're Vancouver right now, you're hoping that your experience and their lack of experience is working in your favor, and we'll see. My expectation is, again, I think the crowds do very little to intimidate the visitor or the road team. I think they can do a lot to inspire, and I would anticipate it's going to be a loud building tomorrow.
Yeah, and the Flames definitely will feed off that like they did in games 3 and 4. 7 o'clock start tomorrow, not 8 o'clock. They bumped it up to 7 due to the nothing really else going on Saturday night. So
yeah.
It's a 7 o'clock start, not 8 o'clock. We've got all the action for you, of course, right here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Well, on the ice tonight, there are three games and two teams trying to stay alive as the Penguins hoping to push it to six games with a victory over the Rangers at MSG tonight. Here's goaltender Henrik Lundqvist on the Pittsburgh Penguins.
We know they're going to throw everything at us. You know, it's their last chance. So for us, it's an opportunity, obviously, to end the series. But it's going to be a challenge, and we have to be ready for a great test.
And for me, Rob, this series through four games just looks like the Rangers' depth is too much for the Penguins.
I guess. They're all one-goal games.
They have been. Two overtimes, you know, I believe, or one
two,
at least.
Yeah, they've gone extra time. They've all been one-goal games. You know, the say what you will about the Penguins, they're doing it with a makeshift back end. I think that, you know, they've gotten really good work out of Marc-Andre Fleury. He's far from their biggest issue. Where's Evgeny Malkin? You know, Crosby had his one game, and they need more out of him. I don't like the construction of this Pittsburgh team. I don't.
Yep.
I think they've got a lot of the same guy up and down that roster beyond their superstars. Their superstars have to come to the forefront. Now, you know, the Rangers are a gifted team, and they're expected to do well and all of that. I don't know if the Penguins have it within them, but if they do, it's going to have to come from Malkin and Crosby tonight, and then Fleury's going to have to steal them at least the game, if not the period or whatever, to keep them in it. I don't like their chances, not on the road against this Rangers team.
Yeah, the only game they were able to win was on the road, but it's because of, like you mentioned, the effort by Sidney Crosby and the fact that they were able to score goals in that game. Penguins and Rangers is a 5 o'clock start on Sportsnet. While the Sens are gunning for a second straight win against the Habs, this time in Montreal for Game 5 at the Bell Center. They trail the series 3-1. There is one change in the lineup for the Ottawa Senators. Here's head coach Dave Cameron.
I just think it gives us the best chance to win. Not that Nealer didn't contribute, but he had a long, long layoff. And to come back in and play two games, now I think Chase is going to come in there and give us a little bit of a boost.
Alex Chase on in for Chris Neal tonight. What Cameron was saying, maybe a little bit more offense from Alex Chase on while Chris Neal maybe don't really need the grit as much. The funny thing about this series, Rob, the Sens have scored first in all four games.
They have. If you looked at it at the outset, I think we all believe just the way that Mark Stone was scoring prior to the injury. Now he's picking up helpers. That's the one area that Ottawa would, you know, maybe have the edge. Goaltending would be, you know, Montreal and Carey Price. Chris Neal coming out of the lineup, I don't know. I mean, we saw here in this Calgary series, and I think it's the same thing in all this series. There's a nastiness component and there's a physicality component. And I'm not so sure that the nastiness component has come out of all these series, because now you're getting down to the short strokes. You know, now you're not sending messages anymore. There's still physical series. I think Ottawa's still got some guys that can bang bodies. I'd rather have the offense ability, a guy that might be able to pop in a goal or two, probably a goal from Chiasson, but I'm not surprised Neal comes out. I think this in many ways was Chris Neal's kind of last ride anyway with the Ottawa Senators. It's a changing of a guard there too. They need to find a way to win. They need to, as you say, get the first goal and ride that, milk it, and hope that Craig Anderson can continue to give them the kind of goaltending he's given them in two starts.
You mentioned the nastiness or the physicalness, kind of what we saw last night with the Islanders and the Capitals. The Islanders were so focused on getting Tom Wilson back, they weren't focused on the hockey game. They ended up losing 5-1, right?
Yeah, Lee fought him early. I think afterwards, I think once it got out of hand, that's when Casey Cizikas speared him and all of those sort of things. I hate to say it, but it just looks to me like Washington's found its gear. Mm-hmm. That not unlike, you know, what I think might be happening in the St. Louis-Minnesota series. You know, I think the Blues, you know, finally meshed their gears and now they're clicking. We'll see tonight. I mean, you know, Minnesota's been a very resilient team as well, but that was a beat down by the Blues a couple of nights ago, and that was a beat down by the Capitals last night. Fortunately, if you're the Islanders, at least you're going home for your final stand, and you might have the emotion of the final game in that building and all of those things to call upon. Disappointing in a way, and not that I have any axe to grind with the Washington Capitals, and certainly the Penguins aren't done yet, but, you know, it's getting closer and closer to, you know, not getting to that New York second-round series that I kind of thought we might get or hope we would get. The Caps just look too good right now.
Yeah, I think a lot of hockey fans are hoping for that, and you're right. It could be an emotional day tomorrow on Long Island with the potential of the final game there, but that's where I'm going to go next. Is a big Game 5 tonight in St. Louis. Blues and Wild go head-to-head with the series all tied up at 2, and you mentioned St. Louis kind of finding their gear. Well, on the Wild side of things, Zach Parise, after Game 4, said to the media, you know, maybe we were just a little bit too cocky in game number four. Thought they were, you know, probably the better team through three games, and then kind of sit back a little bit, and St. Louis flexed their muscles and rolled to that 6-1 win.
Boy, did they roll to that 6-1 win. Tarasenko continues to impress.
Oh, what a talent.
You know, and, you know, guys like Berglund were chipping in, and they just looked the part of the heavyweight champ that, you know, I think they're capable of being, the team that I expected to see early on in that series. And yeah, they won game two, and I guess they won it fairly handily. But I thought that was an exclamation point for me in game four. Now, it is the playoffs, so I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. But coming home, I'm really curious to see what the Blues do tonight. Because if they found their mojo, if that's the Blues' lookout, because that's the team that, you know, if you were on paper thinking about a St. Louis team going to a Stanley Cup final, you would expect them to play the way they played in game four. That kind of that heavy grind.
Yeah.
They didn't give up much. Didn't give up. They gave up 10 shots or something like that through the first two periods. There was just no room to move out there.
Yeah, and right now Minnesota's kind of hoping that's not the way it's going to go for the final.
Minnesota's got to get back to that
absolutely.
You know, that skating game and that dump and chase and go get it, retrieve the puck before St. Louis, turning those defensemen a lot, you know, making life difficult on the D by, you know, kind of blitzing them from the outside. And, you know, Zach Parise's been through this. He knows how these things work.
Yep.
You know, you have to have that short that short memory. You know, you got to put everything behind you. And you know, not unlike what Michael Backlund said last night, you do have to be somewhat defiant in this world. And you can, you know, it can be cause for cockiness or whatever, but Parise was being defiant, and that's as much for us in the media as it is for his own teammates.
So, again, the TV viewing schedule for you tonight, 5 o'clock on Sportsnet's Rangers and Penguins, 5 o'clock on CBC, it's the Habs and the Sens, and the Blues and Wild go at 7:30 on Sportsnet 360. Well, the Preds don't play today, but they did update Shea Weber's status, and it's not good if you're a Preds fan. He's been ruled out for the rest of the first-round series with the Blackhawks. He hasn't played since getting hurt in Game 2 last week, and the Preds also today disputing speculation that Weber has torn his ACL. That's kind of been the reports throughout the week, that the Preds captain has torn his ACL and his knee, but the Preds say that's not the case. They trail that series 3-2, and Game 6 takes place tomorrow in Chicago. But that is not good news if you're the Preds.
No, and it's a little bit kind of an example of how you have to be careful with social media and the information you're given. That was a tweet that came out during the game that kind of, you know, got everybody all heightened, and all of a sudden it got refuted. He's hurt. What it is, we won't find out until the year. I mean, Winnipeg closed out their season today with their, you know, their final media availability, and you got the laundry list of injuries, and I'm sure that'll happen in Nashville whenever their season ends. You know, it's funny, he's not going to be there for this series. I don't know if he's going to be there. If he's not coming back this series, he's probably not coming back for the next one, at least the start of it, if they make it that far. They've adapted nicely. Look, that was a beat down to the Blackhawks last night. I don't know what the number was. It was either 12 or 10 consecutive, you know, game five wins or something like that for the Hawks. That was a game, game five wins that they had, that they just don't kind of, you know, lose that game. Well, they lost it, and they lost it with an exclamation mark, and Philip Forsberg was a huge part of it. The Preds have got to have a little cockiness, a little sway going back into Chicago, because the one thing, one of those teams has a little bit of an issue in goal, the other does not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. I mean, the Hawks did announce today they're going to go back to Scott Darling in game six. I know Pat said he was surprised by that move. He thought for sure they'd go back to Crawford. What about you?
I thought the door opened to go back to Crawford.
I think it's too much change. I like the Darling decision, because how many times can you go back and forth? Yeah, I get it's Crawford's team,
but it's one series, right? I could have seen it. I guess it would have been a little bit bigger story. To me, you go back to Darling. That's the commitment you've made. But having said that, you know, it's Scott Darling's ship now. He runs with it. If they make it beyond, to me, that decision indicates that if they get into the next round and they run into trouble, they're going to stick it through with Darling.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll find out, and it will be interesting to see for sure, because, like you guys have mentioned all afternoon, it's been Crawford's team for the last 3 or 4 years, and now all of a sudden Darling comes out of nowhere.
Let's be a little bit careful, though. Let's be a little bit careful of saying, oh, my God, now they've got to dump Crawford, because in many ways this
is not at all.
This is like Halak and Price back in 08, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I think it was 08 or 09, and you know, they eventually moved Halak. Mm-hmm. So this has happened before. It does not necessarily mean the end of Mark Crawford, of Corey Crawford. That's about the fifth time I've called him Mark Crawford today. But it's not the end of Corey Crawford. But it does signal to me that that's the guy the rest of the way. It's Scott Darling's team.
Yeah, that game again goes tomorrow night in Chicago. Big news out of Edmonton today.
Yeah,
CEO and vice chair Bob Nicholson announcing that the team has hired Peter Chiarelli as the president of hockey operations and general manager just 9 days after he was fired by the Bruins, of course, after missing the playoffs for the first time in his 8-year tenure this season in Boston. Chiarelli was asked about his first order of business and his new role with the Oilers. He was also asked about the Tyler Seguin trade in Boston, kind of the similar situation right now in Edmonton with young forwards. Here was his response.
I've actually made a few trades of good young forwards, so that's something that I won't shy away from. That was a trade that had underlying reasons that I won't get into, but he's a terrific player. He was our leading scorer. And that's what I'll say about that one. In this business, you can't be afraid to make trades. Like the way that the parity is developing, the way that the cap is closing in, the margins are really small. So you have to, those are ways to improve your team. So I'm not afraid of doing it. It has to be the right moment. There are some very good young players on this team. Doesn't mean that I'm going to trade any of them, but those are deals that you can't be afraid to make. They have to be well measured. You have to be well informed. That deal was, you know, obviously he's a very good player, and there were reasons for doing it.
So Peter Chiarelli,
that clip is, and I need the context of that clip, because as I hear it, and that's the second time I've heard it, it sure leads me to believe that he's kind of foreshadowing that there are changes coming.
Yeah, and that's what I was about to ask you. I mean, everything that you've heard there in that clip from Chiarelli sure indicates that, you know, it could be a bigger summer at Edmonton, not only in the front office personnel, but in the on-ice personnel as well.
Yeah, and it can't be change for the sake of change. Change for the sake of change never works. There has to be a plan, and that's, you know, Chiarelli clearly showed that in Boston, because where he took that team and what he turned it into, he clearly had a plan. And I've said it all along. I did Edmonton Radio a couple of days ago, and my belief with Edmonton, I like Andrew Ferentz. I've known Andrew Ferentz. His time here in Calgary, I know what kind of guy he is. I think he's a stand-up leader. He just needs support. And everything that I have been told over the last couple of years about what's wrong in Edmonton, it's that dressing room, and that there is not enough of the right voices. So he's got to go out and he's got to get a defenseman. Yeah, he's got to get a goalie. I don't disagree with that. And I think one of those young guys that has been there for a while may have to go, just if nothing else, to kind of give you a fighting chance at changing the culture. I don't blame him. If I'm Peter Chiarelli, I come in, and I think too often they've been, you know, Craig McTavish, well, we're going to make dramatic moves. We're going to make bold moves. What bold move did they make?
None.
Never made a bold move.
Yeah.
You know, he can't make trades for the sake of making trades, but he has to address that room, I believe.
I 100% agree with you, because that is for sure. Number one problem right now at Edmonton is that culture. And other fans might be asking, what about Craig McTavish? Well, he's still with the organization.
I was asking, what about Craig McTavish?
Here's Bob Nicholson.
Definitely, Craig McTavish is still with the organization. As I stated, I chatted to him yesterday and today, and, you know, Peter will look forward to talking to him in the next couple of days.
So the Oilers,
but he is not general manager. Peter Chiarelli is general manager.
He is right now titleless. Craig McTavish is just hanging out in the Oilers front office, not sure what to do.
Well, look, you know, he's got a very unremarkable track record as a general manager. He had a really kind of unremarkable track record as a coach, except that he got a team to a Stanley Cup final in 06, and that bought him some time. It might be good for him to get a change of venue. We talk about, all the old Oilers in Edmonton. It might be a good idea for Craig McTavish maybe to go work in a different organization and see things from a different perspective.
Mm-hmm. I agree, too. We'll see what happens there at Edmonton, because the start of a very interesting summer, I think, is just beginning, Rob. And we'll see what happens today as they announce Peter Chiarelli is the president of hockey operations and general manager effective immediately. While in Brandon, Manitoba tonight, the Calgary Hitmen begin their march towards an Eastern Conference Championship. Game one of the East Final against the Wheat Kings goes tonight. Brandon rolls into the third round with an 8-1 record, while the Hitmen got by the ice in 7 games in round 1, beat the Tigers in 5 in round 2. Here's Captain Kenton Helgeson on the challenges the Wheat Kings present.
Playing from the past, they're a good hockey team. They've been a good hockey team all season. Now they're fast, skilled, and they're a good team. So it's going to be a good matchup, I think.
Talking to Lou Bardias earlier in the day, he told Pat on Hockey Central at noon, it's got 6-7 games written all over it. Probably the 2 best teams in the Eastern Conference. Maybe, for the Brandon State, the whole season, but for Calgary, at least the second half of the year for sure. And now they're going to meet here in round number 3. And it's kind of a big rivalry now between Brandon and Calgary because, as Brad had mentioned earlier as well, 6 times in now the last 11 years these two have met in the playoffs.
It's the old Western Hockey League, or maybe it's a major junior hockey phenomenon. The team that loads up for the big run, Kelly
right.
McCrimmon and Brandon loaded that team up. They went out, got Morgan Klimchuk from Regina, et cetera, et cetera. Whereas, I think Mike Moore did some subtle things. The 20-year-olds have been really good here in Calgary, and I'm not suggesting Calgary was looking ahead to next year, but I think Calgary was looking ahead to next year. I in terms of their plan, win if you can. But now they're in this, and this is a real interesting setup. The stacked team versus, the team that took the more methodical approach. There's a lot on the line here for Brandon if they don't get out of this series because they stacked up for it. Calgary's right. had a nice little run here in the postseason with some ups, some downs, some intriguing storylines. They've got, Adam Tambolini, who was or is the leading scorer in the Western Hockey League playoffs. And I know this, when it comes to major junior hockey, when it comes to hockey, I generally don't argue with Peter Labardius that much. So if he says long series, I'll buy into long series.
Yeah, and too, you mentioned Calgary building for next year. It was a bit of a slow start out of the gate this year, but, I can't give enough credit either to first-year head coach Mark French.
He's done a nice job. He's had a nice approach to it. The other thing is you can look at this season and you can see a team that did not have an identity or struggled with its identity early on. But, boy, when it kicked in really well. You look at their run at the end of the year, and they have certainly bought into what the coach has been preaching.
Puck drop at 6:30 with Brad Curl and Ken Thrower right here on Sportsnet 960. The Fan. It begins at 6 o'clock, though, with a half-hour warm-up show with Josh Humphreys. There's your hockey-heavy headlines on a Friday, Rob.
Oh, there's nothing like hockey-heavy headlines. I love hockey-heavy headlines. Speaking with that theme, it's time now to announce our Minor Hockey Player of the Week for Sylvan Lake Hockey Camp. When it comes to hockey, it's all about skills and having fun, starting them young and teaching them right. Sylvan Lake Hockey Camp is the place to get that great hockey experience. Visit them online at sylvanlakehockeycamp.com. Now, every week on Friday, we announce the winner. They receive a one-week's tuition for the upcoming year, the upcoming summer at Sylvan Lake Hockey Camp. Congratulations today to Blair Bissell. Blair Bissell entered by heading on over to sportsnet.ca/960, and Blair has won a week's tuition for the minor hockey player, the son, daughter, niece, nephew, whoever it is. Blair's won that one's week tuition. You can do so, too, by going to sportsnet.ca/960 or visiting sylvanlakehockeycamp.com. Live on location at Woodridge Ford Lincoln, the corner of Deerfoot and Douglasdale. Today we launched a great initiative between the Wood Auto Automotive Group, which is Woodridge Ford Lincoln, Advantage Ford, Okotoks Ford Lincoln, Big Four, and Village Honda. It is now official that all of these locations are official drop-off locations for used sporting equipment, which will be put into the hands of the Comrie Sports Equipment. As a matter of fact, while we're talking, we have a big bag of hockey equipment just rolling through the door, and that will go from here to the Comrie Sports Equipment Bank, and then once it's cleaned up and refurbished, it'll help kids in kids sport programming to make sure they get a chance to play sports. Every kid should, especially when it has nothing to do with anything the kid's done or the family's done. It's just the way it is. That's why kids sport fills in those gaps. So once again, what a great day it is. Matter of fact, we'll talk a little bit more about that a little later on. Eric DeHatchuk from the Globe and Mail will hook up with Eric on the Oilers announcement plus the playoffs. And then at Flames at 5 for Pete the Plumber, Eric Francis will join us. All coming up here on your home of the Flames and the Calgary Hitmen, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Covering the world's fastest game. Home for the Calgary Flames and the National Hockey League.
Sportsnet 960 headlines brought to you by Glenmore Audi. The Spring into Audi sales event is on now with lease and finance rates from 1.9% plus up to $9,500 cash back on select new in-stock inventory. Visit glenmoreaudi.com.
Calgary traffic from the 660 News Traffic Center.
An earlier crash on Deerfoot Trail has now been cleared. You have come and go congestion, though, all the way from Blackfoot 17th up to 64th on northbound Deerfoot. Southbound, same thing, pretty much all the way from Blackfoot down to Anderson. Very busy now on Glenmore Trail, especially in the westbound direction between Deerfoot and McLeod. Westbound Glenmore is pretty slow. Then you see the come and go congestion thing again, all the way out toward 37th Street. Crowchild has a good ride southbound. Not much going on northbound, though. It really packs up past 33rd Avenue, and still seeing Blackfoot Trail in slow motion from beyond Ogden Road through to Deerfoot in the north and eastbound lanes. And in the 660 News Traffic Center, I'm Trey St. John.
Brought to you by the Robert Rivard Law Office. Are you having trouble with your long-term disability insurance company claim? Give lawyer Bob Rivard a call at 403-640-1300, and he can help you with a free consultation. There's no fee without settlement.
Spring is just around the corner, and it's the perfect time to get a great used vehicle from Driving Force. Choose from hundreds of used cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, all reconditioned to the highest standards with a minimum 50% remaining on all brakes and 60% on all tires, plus a 3-month, 5,000-kilometer warranty and exclusive 30-day trial. Visit Driving Force today or shop our entire inventory online at drivingforce.ca. Corner of 23rd Avenue and Barlow Trail Northeast.
Zucasa.com just matched us with our perfect real estate agent.
Sure, but I just don't get the name Zucasa.
What's not to get? Finding the right agent is a zoo.
Uh-huh.
Zucasa takes the zoo out of finding the right real estate agent.
Uh-huh.
Zucasa!
But why is it like a zoo?
Because.
I mean, our first date was at the zoo.
Start of a match made in heaven.
I love zoos.
And you love Zucasa, the amazing matcher of real estate agents.
Sure, but I just don't get the name.
That's fair.
Zucasa, a licensed brokerage.
As a small business owner, I'm always on the go and need to be ready to do business anywhere. With Rogers, I added a tablet to my plan and received a $50 credit for useful business apps that let me do things like invoice and create presentations. So now I can work more efficiently wherever my business takes me.
Switch to a Rogers Share Everything for Business plan and get a tablet for $0 down, 0% APR with EasyPay. Limited time offer, taxes and connection fee extra, and due at purchase. Visit rogers.com/tabletsforbiz.
Start your spring painting project at the Home Depot and save. Get $7 back by mail-in or online rebate when you buy a 3.78-liter can of any Behr interior paint or primer. Or get $25 back on an 18.9-liter pail. So let's bring on some color. Let's save some money. Let's do this. Offer ends Wednesday, April 29th. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While quantities last, see store or homedepot.ca for details.
At Subway restaurants, we know that not all chicken sandwiches are created equal. We use only extra lean white meat for our grilled and seasoned chicken strips, with no preservatives. It's part of what makes our sweet onion chicken teriyaki with spinach sandwich so special, our Monterey chicken melt so flavorful, and our chicken and bacon with avocado sandwich so delicious. Grilled and seasoned chicken strips topped the way you want on your choice of signature bread. Try any one of our sandwiches today and find out why they're a cut above the rest. Subway. Eat fresh.
Thanks for calling Tax Tips.
Yes, I updated my home office, and I want to claim the expense.
What kind of expense?
4 new tires, but I only paid for 3 thanks to Fountain Tire.
Your office is your car?
Yeah.
It's time to save. Right now at Fountain Tire, get a set of 4 selected Goodyear tires for the price of 3.
I also need to claim a shredder for the mailroom.
You have a mailroom.
Mailroom, mail roof, you know, whatever.
Hurry in to Fountain Tire. Our 4-for-3 sale ends this week.
I could get a real office, but then, you know, it wouldn't have airbags.
Drop the puck for 2015 hockey at Tuxedo and Adrenaline, Calgary's 2 Source for Sports stores. You're invited to the launch of the Bauer Vapor Skate lineup, including the all-new Vapor 1X skates and the 2015 Supreme Protective Gear. Fit, service, and the best selection. Talk to the pros at Tuxedo Source for Sports, 2520 Center Street North, and Adrenaline Source for Sports, 9309 McLeod Trail South.
Source for Sports, we know our stuff!
Attention, a $4 million fleet cancellation and special purchase is now available to the public at the Varsity Truck Center. All vehicles ready for immediate delivery, and you save thousands. Over 300 new vehicles available, including 2015 Ram half-ton trucks starting at $19,997. 2015 Grand Caravans with payments just $112, and 2015 Dodge Journeys for $19,998. Plus, every Varsity customer is entered to win the $15,000 car of cash. Drive it, love it, and hurry into Varsity at McKnight and Deerfoot across from Golden Acres, and shop where Geo shops.
Today's Secret Seat brought to you by Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar. Catch every hockey game and enjoy game day specials at Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar, 6060 Memorial Drive Northeast.
Your secret seat is A43. A43.
Earn even more points now by liking Sportsnet 960 on Facebook and following us on Twitter. Sign up to become a fan club member now at sportsnet.ca/960. Your chance to score tickets to the biggest games, hottest concerts, and some awesome prizes. Head to sportsnet.ca/960.
Trending right now in Calgary.
An off day for the Flames and the Canucks. Vancouver winning 2-1 last night, forcing a game six. The Flames still with a hammer, leading the series 3-2. Three other games in the playoffs tonight, the National Hockey League. The Rangers up on Pittsburgh 3-1. Montreal leads Ottawa 3-1. And St. Louis and Minnesota tied at 2 games apiece. Peter Chiarelli introduced in Edmonton earlier today as the new president of hockey operations and general manager. And the Calgary Hitmen open up the Eastern Conference final of the Western Hockey League playoffs against Brandon. Game one in Brandon tonight at 6:30 Calgary time.
Brought to you by Western Direct Insurance. Why are customers switching to Western Direct for home insurance? Get a quick online quote now at westerndirect.ca and see for yourself. For home insurance, go Western.
Rob Kerr, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
At the end, we're still up 3-2, and if somebody would have told me before the series if I would take it, I would take it at any day. So, yeah, we still have home ice to manage, but I think we still have to know that it's not going to, and they're not going to just give it or hand it to us. We will have to work hard for it. It's going to be a tough game again, but if we play like we did in the third and fourth game, we definitely have a chance.
Jonas Hiller of the Calgary Flames, confident heading into Game 6, and that's the way you have to be. If you're Calgary-Vancouver with an excellent game last night, forcing the issue, and you got to plan on getting their best tomorrow night. Hiller, by the way, how about this? 184 goals against, .942 save percentage. He was terrific again last night. Speaking of terrific, what a great announcement made today. We are live here at Woodridge Ford Lincoln, part of the Wood Automotive Group, and they, along with KidSport and the Comrie Sports Equipment Bank, letting everybody know that Woodridge Ford Lincoln, Advantage Ford, Okotoks Ford Lincoln, Big Four, and Village Honda now drop off locations for lightly used sports equipment that will get cleaned up by the Comrie Sports Equipment Bank, and KidSport will make sure it gets into the hands of kids who can use it. David Ross is the new vehicle sales manager here at Woodridge Ford. This is pretty cool.
This is insane. We've had so many people here today. And that truck, I've got a monster F-150, one of these new all-aluminum F-150s with the big lift kit and the tires and that. In the showroom, that's the drop-off spot we're going to do because it's right in there. Everybody loves it. They all want to see the big truck, and that thing is three-quarters full.
Actually, I know.
Full now.
It's full now.
People, that last guy that just rolled in here, he cruised in here. He's got his kid's hockey bag and all his stuff and dropped it off, and we've got chips and pop and drinks and everything here if you want to swing by. And we're open until 6 o'clock tonight. This is Friday, and tomorrow we're going to be open first thing in the morning. We'll be here just after 7 o'clock, and we'll be here right till 6 as well, too. So because it's a permanent location, we always invite everybody to come down, drop off the gear, and This is going a great cause. Like, this is phenomenal.
Yeah, so. KidSport, the Comrie Sports Equipment Bank, are terrific partners, obviously, along with Wood Automotive Group. And you have more of the F-150s if we fill this one up? Is there more trucks on lot that we could fill?
Absolutely here. We're going to, at most of the times, we have at least two of these ones in the showroom here. So because this was just a small couple hours that thing got filled up. So I'd love to see if that just keeps continuing. We'll have a truck after truck after truck of equipment going off to these kids. And what a great cause. So
tell me about this one. This is a nice looking Calgary Flames red
F-150.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And this is the aluminum
flame special,
right?
And the funny thing is, I get a truck every 1 or 2 years, and I just got a brand new 15. This is by far the absolute best platform we've had in a truck ever, and I've been at the dealership 25 years, so I've had a lot of trucks under my belt here. This is the one, absolutely the one. And just today here, we're up to about 5 or 6 guys who've just bought new trucks today, and one of them was a buddy of mine here, and he had a 13. He went into this new 15. He cannot believe how that truck drives. Think about this. It's like an orange on the top of a toothpick here. You got all this weight of a steel truck. Right. You shed 700 pounds of that truck off. It's all the mass has gone down to the frame on this thing. So it's like a sports car now. So if you got a guy who's into the sports cars, and he says, I want a sports car and a truck. That's got both of them right there. And it's insane. The EcoBoost motor in that thing lays the boots to everybody at every light. It's awesome.
See, there's the rub for me there, because I grew up in the mid-80s, and the first vehicle I ever owned was a half-ton, a 77 half-ton.
Sweet.
And my dad said, well, you got to have at least a V8 because it's, you know, that you got to have power. You can't have V6 or anything like that, and it's got to be heavy so it's durable. All of that kind of thinking needs to be shed, does it not? Because
get over it. Okay. Get over it. You had an 8-track too, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Those days are gone,
no,
brother.
Yeah.
So here's all the technology.
Right.
When you got all these sports cars and you go on any type of a race car circuit, everything's gone to smaller motors, high horsepower. So in a sentence where you can put fuel economy, horsepower, and trailer towing into one truck, which we've done, we've nailed it. And here's a gig. I tow a 23-foot Vino's Interstate Skidoo trailer. I tow a travel trailer. I like to travel fast.
Yep.
Not. I don't exceed the speed limit.
No.
But I like to travel and pass people with even my rigs when I need to. This truck that tows 11,500 pounds and a half ton, we have all the people coming from one tons down to half tons because this truck does it. And it does it well, and it does it confident. It's just, yeah, like in the wind, like, we know it. You go skidooing down in Fernie, and you got these big trailers and windstorms and stuff.
Yeah.
Everything gets blown around
through
the road.
Through the pass there.
Everything
is
managed in this truck with regards to how it drives on the road, with this trailer sway mode on there and anti-lock braking that modulates to the trailer as well, too. You have to drive it to really get an idea how insanely better this truck is right now than everything that's on the market right now.
And that's the F-150.
That's all aluminum.
The other one I have to ask you about, and I apologize to my listening audience because this is, as someone who's currently looking at a vehicle or for a vehicle, the Explorer kind of intrigues me a little bit in the back there. That black Explorer.
This is perfect. My wife drives an Explorer. So the Explorer is another one here that we've absolutely hit the nail on the head. For years, we led that market segment in sport utilities.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was a lull there where it seemed a few other people were coming on board. Explorer absolutely took off a couple of years ago when they introduced this Explorer Sport on the market. And again, the conversation skews to the EcoBoost. They put an EcoBoost in it, 365 horsepower. If you take a look and you wonder why the Calgary police are ripping around with these black Explorers, they've got the EcoBoost in their vehicles, and everybody wants to drive it because it flies. Great fuel economy, great performance, and the ride on it is stellar. I drove it out to Nelson for a wedding in the summertime last year, and excellent vehicle on the highway. And this wedding was up in the mountains at some lodge, at the Baldface Lodge up above Nelson. So I got a chance to drive it off-road as well, too, and it's got all this little terrain management system in the center console. Absolutely wicked, wicked vehicle for highway, off-road, driving around town. The women love it because it's got the 7-passenger seating. Those seats flop in, fold down, so you can have kids in there, a whole bunch of kids in there. Great rig.
So he asked him knowingly, I purchase a vehicle here. Will I get taken care of after I purchase the vehicle here? He asked him knowingly.
Absolutely. And what makes a model of a great dealership is not only just being able to take a customer who walks from the showroom and walk him through a process to sell the vehicle, but we understand that we may sell the first one, but it's our service department that's going to sell the second one.
Right.
So everybody, we have it simple. Sell the vehicle, get you delivered, get you organized, introduce you to the service department, introduce you to a process to make sure that you are in a queue here to get your oil changes done, everything that's needed. You've met people back there because you've met the people up front. You may as well meet the people back there too. That's what makes our dealership. And then when it's all said and done, you've got this everything of your automotive needs all taken care of. And you know what? The world isn't absolutely perfect. There's times when we've made mistakes. We get that.
Mm-hmm.
But we fix them, and we make it better, and we've learned from everything we've done in this business. And Jerry Wood, his commitment to taking care of the customer is the absolute most paramount thing in this company. And that's the foundation of this company as well, too. We've all been here for many years. We've got a fleet manager that's 15 years or 18 years in. I'm 25 years in. Our general manager, all of us, we get that we're here to take care of the customer. So, and one of the things that just got kicked on about 2 weeks ago, if you've bought a vehicle from Woodridge Ford in the last 5 years, and you know anybody that's looking for a car that's never dealt with us, be it the service department or email the lead-in or contacted us in any way, we are going to pay our customers, and this is giving back to you guys that have bought cars from us, up to $1,000. It's not up to, it's the $1,000. There's $500 cash, and we're going to top up a rewards program for you in the back that allows you to put money to your next vehicle, your parts, or your service. You know, we've gone this way because the customers have taken care of us over all the years. We're going to take care of you. And I gave a check away last week to a lady, the first one. And she, all she could think about was what to do for the next 3 days that she was going to spend her cash on. She had her, a purse that she was going to buy. She had her shoes picked out. She had everything. It was awesome.
So anybody who's dealt here in the last 5 months?
Who's bought a vehicle from us in the last 5 years.
Now, 5 years?
It's simple.
All right.
All you do is go into the Woodridge Ford, WoodridgeFord.com. It's the first thing that pops up. You put your name. You put the person you want to refer. And then you put a salesman. If you, hell, if you want to do this, put my name. David Ross is the, if you don't know who your sales guy was.
Yeah.
And then what we do is, as soon as we sell them a new or used vehicle, as soon as they're delivered here, then the ball goes in there, Jerry Wood signs a check off. Here you go. Here's $1,000. Love the business. Thank you very much. So,
well, thank you very much, David. Appreciate this. David Ross.
That's it?
That's it. No, there's nothing more complicated than this.
Okay. All right, man.
We're not reinventing the wheel here. You sell them. We don't need to reinvent them.
We'll be here all week.
That's right. David Ross, the new vehicle sales manager here at Woodridge Ford Lincoln. Easy to find corner of Deerfoot and Douglasdale. And, again, today, very excited to announce the partnership between the Wood Automotive Group, Kidsport, and Comrie Sports Equipment Bank. This is now a permanent drop-off location for slightly used sports equipment. You can bring it down here. You can throw it in the back of this beautiful F-150, and they will make sure it gets to the Comrie Equipment Sports Bank. They'll get it all cleaned up, and Kidsport will make sure it gets put into the hands of kids who can use it in southern Alberta. Well, by the way, the Talking Goalie will make an appearance in the 5 o'clock hour. We have a couple of prizes, so we have two slots. If you want to come down and challenge the Talking Goalie, that's all you need to do, and that's me and Goalie Equipment talking to you while you get 10 shots during a break. If you beat me on three of them, we've got a couple of gift cards. One's a detailing, one's an oil change. So you can come down in the 5 o'clock hour and compete for that. When we come back, we know competition. He is the best we've got, Eric Tkachuk from the Globe and Mail, Globe Sports, here on your home of the Calgary Flames, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Calgary traffic from the 660 News Traffic Center.
An earlier crash on Deerfoot Trail has now been cleared. You have come-and-go congestion, though, all the way from Blackfoot 17th up to 64th on northbound Deerfoot. Southbound, same thing, pretty much all the way from Blackfoot down to Anderson. Very busy now on Glenmore Trail, especially in the westbound direction between Deerfoot and McLeod. Westbound Glenmore is pretty slow. Then you see the come-and-go congestion thing again all the way out toward 37th Street. Crowchild has a good ride southbound. Not much going on northbound, though. It really packs up past 33rd Avenue, and still seeing Blackfoot Trail in slow motion from beyond Ogden Road through to Deerfoot in the north and eastbound lanes. And in the 660 News Traffic Center, I'm Trey St. John.
Brought to you by the Calgary International Beer Fest, May 1st and 2nd. Over 500 beers, delicious food, Beer University, and more. Tickets at Brewster's, Sobeys Liquor, Sobeys Grocery, or AlbertaBeerFestivals.com.
Thank you, Canada.
Real Nissan dealers are thrilled that Nissan is Canada's fastest growing automotive brand, based on full line brands on 12-month year-over-year rolling unit sales. So they're celebrating with worry-free leases. And now, until April 30th, get an additional $750 cash bonus on Rogue. So you pay just $276 a month with zero down and 1.99% APR for 60 months. That's like paying $64 a week. See your Nissan dealer or choose Nissan.ca.
Time for the Bodog Line of the Day. Brought to you by Bodog at Bodog.net.
The Bodog Line of the Day is on the hard court with Washington at Toronto. Bodog's the opening spread of the game is Washington minus -5.
We the outscored. We the out-rebounded. We the guys who can't shoot from three-point range. We better pull up our basketball socks. Or we the going home.
We Bodog Line of the Week.
Bodog.net, your trusted source for sports odds and free poker. Join Bodog today.
Zucasa.com just matched us with our perfect real estate agent.
Sure, but I just don't get the name Zucasa.
What's not to get? Finding the right agent is a zoo.
Uh-huh.
Zucasa takes the zoo out of finding the right real estate agent.
Uh-huh.
Zucasa!
But why is it like a zoo?
Because.
I mean, our first date was at the zoo.
Start of a match made in heaven.
I love zoos.
And you love Zucasa, the amazing matcher of real estate agents.
Sure, but I just don't get the name.
That's fair.
Zucasa, a licensed brokerage.
At Subway restaurants, we know that not all chicken sandwiches are created equal. We use only extra lean white meat for our grilled and seasoned chicken strips with no preservatives. It's part of what makes our sweet onion chicken teriyaki with spinach sandwich so special. Our Monterey chicken melt so flavorful and our chicken and bacon with avocado sandwich so delicious. Grilled and seasoned chicken strips topped the way you want on your choice of signature bread. Try any one of our sandwiches today and find out why they're a cut above the rest. Subway, eat fresh.
Do you own or operate a business? Whether you're looking to contain costs through an economic slowdown or looking to attract quality employees, the time is right to consider a group benefit plan from Alberta Blue Cross. With our unique approach to group benefits, you're able to contain costs without sacrificing benefits for your employees. That's good for the health of your employees and the health of your business. As Alberta's leading benefits carrier, we've got a plan for you. So for a group plan at a price you can afford, call Alberta Blue Cross today for a no-obligation quote or talk to your plan advisor.
Hi, I'm Lone Star Mercedes-Benz sales manager Simon Clark. 60 years ago, Mercedes-Benz came to Canada, so Lone Star is celebrating with some great offers. See us today to take advantage of 3 months' payments waived on select models, cash credits of up to $2,500, and rates as low as 1.9%. Offers like these don't appear every day. Lone Star Mercedes-Benz 60th anniversary event is on now. Visit us at the corner of Deerfoot Trail and Heritage Drive or online at lonestarmercedesbenz.com.
Lone Star.
Sportsnet 960 The Fan is home for the fan club. An easy way to reward yourself for listening to your sports radio. Collect points by entering the Secret Seats. Hear the Secret Seats weekdays at 7:25 a.m., 9:25 a.m., 1:25 p.m., 4:25 p.m., and 9:25 p.m. It's easy and free. The Fan Club Secret Seats are brought to you by Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar. Catch every hockey game and enjoy game day specials at Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar, 6060 Memorial Drive North. Sportsnet 960 The Fan, Calgary's hockey station. Sportsnet 960 The Fan is the proud home of the Calgary Flames and the Stanley Cup playoffs. Our voice of the Flames, Derek Wills, joins Boomer weekday mornings at 8:05. He is with the Flames every day, at the rink, on the plane, on the bus, in the hotels. Derek is connected to your Calgary Flames. He knows the good inside stuff. Clear, concise, and easy to understand. Derek Wills in the Morning, brought to you by Varsity Chrysler, Shopworth Geo Shops. Wills in the Morning, talking Flames playoff hockey, only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 The Fan, home for Boomer and Warner in the morning and Flames hockey at night. Sportsnet 960 The Fan, Calgary.
Sportsnet 960 Hockey Insider Eric Duhatchik is brought to you by Eastside Kia. Get into a 2015 Kia Sorento LX all-wheel drive and pay just $25,800 or finance for $79 weekly. Barlow and 23rd Northeast or eastsidekia.ca.
Always a pleasure to spend some time with our good friend Eric Duhatchik from the Globe and Mail, globesports.com. They say timing is everything. Eric, I hate to spring this on you, but the National Hockey League just releasing the three nominees for the Vezina Trophy, and I think it's noteworthy this year, the three that are involved, Pekka from Nashville, Carey Price from Montreal, and Devin Dubnyk from Minnesota. We don't have to bog down, but any thoughts on the three nominees?
Well, I didn't realize that had come out until 30 seconds ago when the producer, Will Knott, told me about it, and I thought to myself, okay, well, it's got to be Price, got to be Rene, and got to be Dubnyk. If it's different than that, then we have something to talk about. And if it's those three guys, then we've probably said it all about all three already this season. I mean, you know, Price had a season for the ages. No surprise there. He's going to win. General managers like to vote for a guy with a pedigree and a proven track record on top of everything else. Rene was the Western Conference answer to Price, taking a middle-of-the-road team and helping them get into the playoffs, because especially in the first two-thirds of the season, he was just lights-out fantastic. And essentially, Dubnyk saved the season for Minnesota. When he went in there, they had a goaltending problem, and when he arrived, they had the goaltending solution. And they're playing now and 2-2 with Minnesota just because he made such a difference in terms of the makeup of that team. So no, there are no surprises in that group. You know, there have been years when the general managers, you know, make decisions and you scratch your head, and there'll be loud baying from, you know, certain cities about, you know, this guy and that guy that's overlooked. I cannot believe that there would be even like a hint of complaint from anybody anywhere about these three choices.
Okay, and that, I'm sorry, that's, nobody, there's no fourth. Like, the Calder was really interesting, right? Because
Calder was 4-for-3, right? So you knew that was the one thing about it. I do a thing with Kevin Allen of USA Today weekly on the Hockey Buzz.
Hockey Buzz. Right?
And so prior to the things coming out, you know, like we were kicking it around, and I said I know how our association votes. I said I know how they vote. So Ekblad for sure is going to be one of the three because, you know, he's a teenage defenseman making an impact in the National Hockey League. I said Gaudreau will be one of the three because he's a guy that had a very consistent season after the first six games, and plus he jumps out of your seat. Like he's a magnetic guy, you know, and he developed, you know, he's got a great nickname. He developed a reputation around the National Hockey League. I said the third spot will come down to Stone, a guy who finished really well, or Forsberg, a guy who started really well. And our association has every time put a greater emphasis. It's more important how you finish than how you start. So the year Corey Perry won the MVP, he came out of nowhere with an unbelievable final month of the season, and basically that's how he won. The year that Joe Thornton got traded from Boston to San Jose, mm-hmm. he won the scoring title like on the last weekend. I think he passed Jagr by a point or two and had this unbelievable finish. And it was Jagr's award, you know, with 2 weeks to go in the season. And then, you know, Thornton had this great finish, and just because everyone had that in their minds when they had their ballots there, he ended up winning the thing. So, you know, I said, mark my words, it'll be Stone ahead of Forsberg just because of that, and that's what it was. And it'll be Ekblad. The award is going to come down to Ekblad versus Gaudreau. It's too close to call, really. I mean, at one point, I've wavered on this. I have to tell you, I've wavered. You know, like I thought Ekblad. I ended up voting for Gaudreau. I changed my mind at the last minute just because of the fact that they made the playoffs and Florida didn't, and Ekblad probably wasn't as good in the final 20 games as he was in the first 60, but there's an awful lot of support for him too, and I really do think it'll be one of the closest finishes among all of the awards. It's one that I would hesitate to bet on. There are some that I can tell you who the winner is right now, but they're going to be 1-2. And there'll be a gap to Stone, and then there will be a very narrow gap, I think, to Forsberg after that when it comes to June and we see what the final tallies are.
Eric Dachuk from the Globe and Mail, our guest this afternoon here on the big show on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. The news, obviously, it's been kind of percolating all week long in Edmonton, but they make it official. And I have to admit, I got a little confused with all the moving pieces, and failed to understand immediately that Peter Chiarelli was the president of hockey operations and the GM, because we've become somewhat used to president of the hockey operations and they hire a GM or they have a GM. But this is a big workload for Peter Chiarelli. He gets a lot of responsibility in Edmonton.
Yeah, exactly. I think that might have been the only, I think chain of command was the one thing that we wanted to tune into the press conference to figure out. And really, Bob Nicholson wasn't very clear about it, you know, because he kept insisting that they're retaining Craig McTavish, but they didn't have a job definition for him. And if he stays, he'll be reporting to Peter Chiarelli, and they haven't talked yet. So I think that is something that still has to be, hashed out in the next little while. Craig McTavish is in Switzerland scouting the world under 18, and presumably, he's been given a choice, that they want him to continue on in the organization. He will not be the decision maker. I mean, that's the one thing. When you hand a guy two titles, you make it very clear who the decision maker is. The buck stops with Peter Chiarelli in the hockey operations department. So Kevin Lowe, he may use him as a sounding board because he is still there, but he is not in hockey operations. Craig McTavish, I'm going to guess that they'll offer him a sideways position, and it'll be up to McTavish to see if he can do better, if he wants to stay in the organization. And then basically you focus on Chiarelli. And to me, the most interesting thing about today was that he more or less outlined what his, vision for the team was. And if you sort of sum it up in 20 words or less, he promised to be bold, but not precipitous. So in other words, he didn't want to jump in too soon until he really got to know the personnel at his disposal. He called himself an Eastern Conference guy, and I think that's fair. He's worked for the Boston Bruins and the Ottawa senators, and as a result, you know, doesn't have the day-to-day knowledge of these guys. So, you know, like, I think a lot of people are waiting for him to make a big trade at the draft. It's possible that he will do something like that. It's more likely that he will want to have one-on-one meetings, find out, you know, where players are at in their career, and you know, do they want to be part of this? I think you guys have been talking about it all week. Like, the entire landscape changed on Saturday night in Edmonton when Connor McDavid was, you know, when they won the draft lottery. So now you've got Connor McDavid coming in. All of a sudden, that just attracts. It attracts managerial talent. It will attract coaching talent. Players who are in the organization will get a second wind, as it were. You know, that you know, they'll feel that, you know, that there's now a chance because, you know, this kid really is that good. And you know, it's possible you might even attract some free agent talent, although there isn't a lot of it coming on the market this year. But Chiarelli has a lot of chips. He has a lot of chips at his disposal. If you remember, when he got the Boston job, I think there was talk that Ray Shiro was going to get it, and Shiro ended up going to Pittsburgh. And likely the reason that Shiro picked Pittsburgh over Boston at that time was because he had Crosby in place. He had Malkin in place. He had all these pieces. And he could, you know, he moved some of them out, like he moved Ryan Whitney out for Chris Kunitz. But you know, as a new manager, you do not have the same organizational loyalty to the guys that you drafted. And I think that's one big important step in terms of him going outside the, you know, the Oilers' comfort zone. You know, I often think about David Poile in 1982 coming from Calgary to Washington and going, and he told me the story later. He traded the owner's two favorite players, right? traded Rick Green and Ryan Walter to Montreal. But he got four players back. He got Langley, who won a Norris Trophy. He got Brian Engblom. He got Doug Jarvis to win faceoffs. He got Craig Laughlin. And you know what else he got? He got part of the Montreal winning mentality. So not only did he have an upgrade in talent, but he changed the way people think, because Washington was just a moribund, you know, horribly run franchise up until that point. And now you're bringing in four people from an organization that is used to winning, that knows about winning, and in very short order they're able to turn it around. I think that's what you have to do if you're Peter Chiarelli. You know, you've got pieces there. Let's move some of them on and, you know, and try to get Shea Weber out of Nashville, or try, you know, see if you can make an impact deal. And if it costs you Nugent Hopkins, so what? You know, I mean, that's, you know, you have, you know, Dreisaitl coming. You've got McDavid coming. You have to give to get in the National Hockey League. Let's see if he can go out and make that kind of bold move. He, you know, he mentioned he traded Phil Kessel as a young player. He traded Tyler Seguin as a young player. You know, those are bold moves, and you have to have guts to make moves like that. And he has demonstrated in his previous incarnation as a general manager that he has a lot of courage.
The opinion out there, and I'm cautious because I think I've been on record a couple of times thinking, okay, now this is the year the Oilers finally get it together. I thought this year would be the Calgary, Edmonton, they'll be better. You know, Edmonton probably be better than Calgary just because they've been at it for a longer time. So I misstepped with the Oilers before when it comes to their perception. These moves today, does that change the perception of the Oilers league? Why do people look at the Oilers now any differently than they did before? Or is there still more of a wait and see? Because this is essentially the third rebuild here, right?
Yeah, well, I call it the rebuild within the rebuild. I've been, you know, using that for a while, too. Your question is about the perception outside the National Hockey League. I mean, yes, I do think so. But, you know, the biggest thing that they're fighting in Edmonton is the perception within their own hockey community that it became such an old boys network. And that, you know, with Kevin Lowe and Craig McTavish and all of they had Kelly Buchberger, Steve Smith, they had lots of those guys as assistant coaches, that you needed to get some outside ideas, and that's what Chiarelli represents. So I think that the larger question is, you know, like, how will this be perceived in that community? And I think that it will be perceived very positively, and that's the most important thing. I mean, you have fans out there, you know, up in Edmonton that are, you know,